Somebody say amen. He says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." How many of you are here for our faith refresher? Boy, that was powerful. My Lord, if you don't have it, get the CDs. It's only three CDs. I think it's three. And wow. My wife was even listening to it. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, look at verse 11. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Let's look at that scripture right there in the Amplified so you can see another degree of get another degree of understanding of that. Over in the Amplified, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able, armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God supplieth, that you may be able to successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil." Man. See, I really believe without the spirit of truth, you can't even tell you're being deceived. I absolutely believe that. You can't catch the devil. Not without the Spirit of God, you can't. Look at verse 11. "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verse 12. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand," what do? "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the what? Shield of faith." Now, the shield of faith, by the way, is not something just out front. When you're talking about a shield in this context, it means something all the way around you. The shield of faith. Satan can never steal what is covered by faith. That's including your kids, that includes anything. Above all, taking the shield of faith, where you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Taking your authority. Let's go over to Genesis chapter 1, please. Over in Genesis chapter 1, this is God creating everything. And then verse 26, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So this word dominion, one of the translations is, let them have authority. Look at verse 28. "And God said, God blessed them, and said," that's Barakah, "bless them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply." Now understand, he couldn't be fruitful until God said it. See, God wasn't communicating, he was passing on authority, or he was passing on this power to him and authority. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." This man, he went fishing. He come back with fish all the time. Another man saw it, knew what fishing hole he was using, so he goes down there and try to fish. And each time he comes back with nothing. He said, "Let me ask you something. What are you catching those fish on?" He said, Genesis 1:28. That's the bait he's using, praise God. He's taking authority. See, now notice what God is doing now. He's passing on the authority to mankind. Passing on authority to mankind. God is real big on authority. Real big on authority. Here's a scripture that I'm just fast forwarding now. James chapter 4 and verse 7. Over in James chapter 4 and verse 7, look what he says. He says, "Resist the devil and he will" what? "Flee from you." But that's not all the verse. What's the other part? There you go. You've got to submit to God's authority. Then the devil will flee from you. So coming back to Genesis, now God puts Adam in charge of the earth, of this planet. And you can write in your notes or whatever that nothing should happen in this planet without our permission. Nothing should go on in this planet without the church's permission. Now, the world doesn't have this authority, so forget it. Somebody doesn't know God, I don't care what kind of religion they are and all this stuff they spout. They don't have the Spirit of God in them and don't have the name of Jesus, then they don't have this kind of authority. But you do. Say, I do. So notice what he did. He put him in the garden now and to dress and keep and so forth. And remember what he did. Now, he gave him work before he gave him a wife. Okay? I just wanted you to write that down. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So look what he did. Took his authority and did. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all the cattle. Okay? And in the Hebrew, names have a lot to do with your authority. That's why a parent names a child or whatever have you. All right? So now he gives him a wife, Eve. Now understand, the Bible says that the man is a head of the home, head of the wife. Okay? Now that doesn't mean that he's bossing and pushing somebody around. It means that he's protecting and setting an example. All right? And he's the one that's set up there to provide. Okay. Now, verse chapter 3, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the man, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, and of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. Here comes doubt. For God does know that the day you eat thereof, then your eyes will be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Let me ask you, were they missing something from God? No. Everything is in you. Everything is in you. And that's what God's trying to get you to realize. Everything is in you. Everything is in you. It's already been posted in you. God has put it in you since birth. Everything, according to that oak tree, is in this acorn. Everything is in it. Everything, every little thing, everything is in you right now. And it's only through work can you get it out. Work praying for the sick, or work whatever have you, whatever you do to exercise the energy called ergon, I think in the Greek. But this energy comes forth. So what happens now? Here's a serpent. So he talks them into eating it. Now he went to Eve, but he couldn't do any good in terms of his deceit and taking over the earth until he went to Adam. Why? Why? Say it out loud. Adam had the authority. Adam had the authority. He couldn't do anything. Unless he got to the head, and Adam had the authority. Now, did Adam also eat? Yes. Now the earth fell. So no longer was this earth being governed now by man. Now it's being governed by an alien spirit, the devil. Over in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 4, he says, starting at verse 5, and the devil taking him up to a high mountain showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this power will I give you, and the glory of them, for they've been delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Please put that scripture up there in the Amplified translation, please. And the devil said unto him, took him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the habitable world in a moment of time, in the twinkling of an eye, check it out. And he said to him, to you will I give all this power and, say it out loud, please, praise God. And the glory, all the magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, and grace, for it has been turned over to me. And to whomsoever I will. So notice what Adam did. He turned over that authority to the devil. To the devil. And you remember back here in Mark, look at it in Matthew's Gospel chapter 27. And Matthew 27 and verse 29. And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. What are they talking to and referring to here? That was Jesus undergoing his passion, where the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and pushed them down on his head. Are you following what I'm saying? And then took a reed. Look at verse 30. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. So what is it saying? It's saying that you, if you don't know your authority, the devil will take it and whip you with it. So what we've got to do is make sure we understand our authority. You know, I was going... And some people were going back, they were wanting to ride back to the airport where we were and so forth with us and so forth. And this was in Miami day before yesterday and day before that. And so I was preaching down there. And so they wanted to pass the one to come and bring his family and so forth. I said, sure, come on, and you follow us. And we went back to the airport and so forth. But on the way, our driver said, well, what are we going to do, Pastor, now? They won't let all these cars in the gate of the airport and so forth. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't say that. See, it's all right as long as you don't say it. Now, I said, and he caught himself because I just done preaching on faith down there for 3 days. And you know, whoa, whoa, yeah, I take that back. And then we got to the gate, everybody just sailed right on through. Now, how many gates are closed to God's people because of their mouth? Because this is what you're going to take authority with. Am I right about it? And what did he say over there in Matthew's Gospel chapter 16? You've seen it before. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 16, starting at verse, I will start at verse, glory to God, hallelujah to Jesus. Let's start at verse 17. Let's just start there. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art who? Peter. And upon this what? Rock. I'm going to build my what? Church. And the what? Gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church is the strongest institution that has ever been in the earth. And after you, there will be no other. When you come out of here, the Bible says that we are holding back iniquity. Now, how do we do that? We do that by preaching and practicing the principles of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is love. The kingdom of God is justice. The kingdom of God is integrity. As long as you're doing this, light is flooding the earth. And as long as light floods the earth, what happens to darkness? It flees away. But when you are out of here, boom, you're the light of the world. So here comes Satan. He takes over for 3.5 years. And then Jesus comes on that white horse. Glory to God. But so my point to you is authority. You have it right here in your mouth. His job is to affect your thinking so he can get your authority. Watch this. Because without, let me just read it, what I have here. Without human assistance, Satan cannot affect one square inch of this planet. Not one square inch. You've seen it. You've been to those movies that the priest comes up with the cross and then his head spins around too and going, hey, don't believe all that stuff. The enemy uses media to pump unbelief in the masses. So I'm saying to you, wait a second here. I got something to say. Look what he says in Matthew 18 and 18. Get out of here, devil. Matthew 18 and 18. And look what he says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall what? Bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Give me that in Amplified and let's see what it says. Do we get another degree of translation out of that? Truly I tell you, whatever you forbid or declare to be improper and unlawful on the earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven. And whatsoever you permit and declare proper and lawful on the earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. Watch this. Let me put in my own words. God will allow what you'll allow. Now just allow it. You can allow it in your neighborhood. You can allow it at your job. You can allow it in your body. And he will allow what you'll allow. Tell me, I told you when I first got saved, somehow I'm getting to thinking that a red Corvette, somebody saved should not be driving a red Corvette. And I couldn't wait to get rid of that thing. Gave it to a man. I remember I sold it to a man, and the other guy showed up to buy it. I said, sir, I told you first come, first serve. And this guy paid me cash, and I sold it to him. He said, well, sir, can I ask you, what did you sell it for? I told him. He said, mister, you gave that car away. And that's when I kind of woke up and said, whoa. Maybe I've been tricked. And then what did I buy? A rusted out car, Nova. There you go. Somebody know? You must have drove one too. Amen. But I bought a rusted out Nova. There's nothing wrong with a Nova, nothing wrong with rusted out. But that thing was dangerous. Come on now. I'm putting myself in danger trying to be holy. The Bible tells you distinctly that faith will purify you. You get on that word and stand on it, I'm telling you, you'll come out as pure gold. So I'm just saying deception, deceiving us. I can be looking around in here and somebody and you write me a letter saying, Pastor, I saw you looking at me. Looking at you. You're suffering from something. Yeah. The devil's talking to him. That's why we got to get this praise and worship going. So we can clean out the atmosphere so you can hear the word freely and so forth and so on. All right, let's keep going. Glory to God. How we doing? Doing okay? All right, we're almost done. All right, let's go to Ephesians, please, in Ephesians chapter 1. So here's Adam. He gave the thing away. Who got it back?
Jesus.
Come on, say it out loud.
Jesus
got it back. Who did Jesus give it back to?
Us.
Us-ins. We are to run this. Say amen.
Amen.
When Adam sinned, the curse was released. And that this planet, everything was affected on it. Everything that swam, crawled, every piece of vegetation, everything was affected by that curse. And the Bible says that all creation now is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. All creation, because that's the only way it's going to get back right. It's because man's going to have the power to get it back right. I don't care how many windmills you put up, it's not going to get it back right. And what you do for global warming and all that kind of stuff, there's a curse in this earth. And you cannot stop it with human effort. You have to stop it with a blessing. It's the only thing powerful enough to stop the curse. Look what it said in Ephesians chapter 1. And I read this prayer, and I got it from Brother Hagin. He talked about, he read it. And when he read it, his eyes were opened. And he could see things about his authority that he never could see before. But he had to pray it. He said in verse 16, and he got it from the Apostle Paul, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. By the way, isn't it interesting? God allowed me to drive a rusted out Nova. Say amen. Sure. I mean, he'll allow what you'll allow. True enough, he tries to talk you out of it through some teaching and so forth. But if we want to go a direction, he can't stop us from going. If somebody wants to go to hell, you know, he can't force them not to go. He can try to persuade them not to go. But you have your own will. Say, I have my own will. Yeah, and God wants your will to be like his. Look what he says in verse 17. And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Watch this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in where? Heavenly places. Come on, say the next words. Far above. Come on, say it again. Far above. Say it one more time. Far above. How many? All principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world which is to come, and hath put all things where? Under his feet. Where are the feet? In the head or the body? Who are you? The body of Christ. And have and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all and all. Now it goes right to the next part. Now that part is what I pray. That part, I pray it for you. Why? So that your eyes can be of understanding, be enlightened. Because what you see, you are designed to believe. So if I can get you to get a revelation of who you really are, you'll talk different, you'll walk different, you'll expect different, everything about it. Look at the next part. And you hath he quickened who was dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience, among whom also we also had our conversation or manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Hold on. Were by nature the children of wrath. So that's one of the biggest things that happened to Adam. Once he sinned, pow, his nature was changed. In an instant. In an instant. Now God said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely what? Die. Notice, in an instant, he died spiritually. He is dead man walking. Now notice, over time, his body ceased to exist. But look how somebody say he had to talk himself into dying. Why? Because different stuff is coming out of his spirit. Why? Because his father now is the devil. Where his father used to be God. But his father now is the devil. So somebody doesn't go to hell because of what they do. They go to hell because of how they're made. So if a person is not born again, they still have the nature of the enemy and they can't go to heaven. So everybody must be born again. Do you believe that?
Yes.
All right. That's not a put down. That said, I got had to get saved. Folks, it was easy for me to lie. Well, I could tell you a lie. Somebody asked, where are you from? New York. I mean, why would I say that? I don't know. I just have the nature of lying. The devil is a liar. Say amen to this. But now if you tell a lie, I tell a lie, or you tell a lie, what happens? The Holy Spirit will do what? He'll convict you. You'll go back and say, hey, wait a minute. I didn't quite tell you all the truth. Oh, now, you know, you try to ease out of it. Well, you know, really, I really didn't get shot. because you've told a big fish lie. You know a big fish lie, how big the fish was. Okay, so look what he says next. I'm about to finish, but look what he says next. But God, verse 4, but God, who is rich in what? Mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, watch this, even when we were dead in sins, and hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved. Glory to God. And has raised us up together and made us sit together where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where is Jesus? He is seated. Where? Where? Far, come on, say it. Far above how many? All principalities and powers. Now that's like a general over a private. So this is where you are. You are not just a little bit above Satan. You are not, you don't need to speak to him but once. You are not just a little bit above him. He is a fallen angel. You are a human, and the Bible calls you gods. You are made after your father. Now, you're not Elohim, I know that, but you are little Elohims. And God made you after his image, after his likeness, and even calls you his offspring. You are not a little above him. You are, come on, far. The Greek says it this way, far, 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 far. I mean, it goes to the extreme. Now, where you got to put that? In your mind, see, you got to see yourself. Wait a minute. This thing can't come on me. He said, far above all principality and power and every what? Name that's been named. What's the name? Name something. Because whatever it is, you are far, 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 far. That means your authority far exceeds what's trying to come on you. Now receive that. Glory to God. You walk in that place and wait a minute. Say amen to that. Amen. Folks, if you know who you are, you can walk in a community and shift the atmosphere. Every demon up in here, I bind you in Jesus' name. You cannot operate against these young boys. Say amen. Amen. And this is the kind of authority we're going into the prisons with right now. And I told you by the authority that we're going to turn the prisoners into boarding schools. And I'm telling you, while they got a captive audience in there, why not get your education, BS or MS or PhD? Come on, you're going to be able to get it right up in there. Now take your authority over this earth. Nothing is permitted in here unless I say so. Now, devil, get that out. Oh, boy, I think y'all catching hold of this thing here. Glory to God. Ha-ha on the devil. All right, let me just cover one more thing. So, the Holy Spirit must reveal this to you, and the way I got it is to be able to speak it and declare it through prayer. Look what he says in Colossians and chapter 1. This is another one that I pray. Verse 9, for this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in what? Every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of who? God, and strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience with long suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us what? Meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light, who has delivered us, underline delivered past tense, us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Glory to God. So every seed of Abraham is ordained a world changer. Glory to God. Every seed of Abraham is ordained a world changer. All you got to do is discover your potential, because it's up in you right now. Glory to God. Woo. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:4. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. This is some good stuff, boy. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says this. He says, glory to God. Let's start at verse 3. For if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So Satan's job is to blind the mind. Why? So you can't see who you really are. So when do you receive this authority? When you're born again. Look at Matthew chapter 21 and verse 6. Over in Matthew chapter 21, he says in verse 6, he says, glory to God. And 21 in verse 16, pardon me, I said verse 6. Verse 16, he says, and he said unto him, hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read out of the mouths of babes and suckling, thou hast perfected praise? Well, he was quoting from Psalm chapter 8. Turn over in Psalm chapter 8, and let's look at verse 2. He says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. You can just get born again and lift up your hands and start praising God, and Satan will have to shut up. You can still the avenger. Now, what was he doing? What would Satan do, the enemy? His trick is to do all that he can to keep you from learning the truth about your authority. He will fight you on this, one man said, more than anything else in the Bible. And once you learn that authority, you will dominate him, watch this, and enjoy what is rightfully yours. Oh, my goodness. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 that God has given you all things according to life and God is, or he has a God, the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So, salvation, it belongs to people. As a matter of fact, salvation belongs to the sinner. They don't know it, but Jesus belongs to them. Say amen to that. And so what we have to do is get the word to them. Now, look over what he said in James chapter 5 about the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous. He says in James chapter 4, boy, this stuff is all good, man. In James chapter 5, he says this. He says, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. That the effective what? Fervent prayer of the who? Righteous man will what? Availeth much. Elias, who was a man of subject of like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it stopped raining on the earth for a space of 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain. You know, I was down in Miami, and I was in the hotel, and I'm preaching day and night, so the daytime session, they're going to pick us up in about maybe an hour, about 2 hours from the time, and this alert came over my cell phone, says, take cover now, tornado in your area. I said, what? I went to that window, I said, devil. See, I knew it came because of my meeting. I said, devil, I bind you in Jesus' name. And I loose the sun to come out in this place. I went ahead and kept packing. In a matter of an hour, that alert was gone. I got to the church, and Satan had knocked down, this is a big church, Satan had knocked down a big palm tree, watch this, and blocked the entrance to the church. Everybody had to come around the side. That's how much he was after my meeting. That's because he know what I'm putting out here is loaded. Yee, doggy. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Amen. We're going to get to the place we're going to stop storms. You want to see. You wait till you get this really in your spirit. Amen. All of a sudden you're going to hear the alert come out, alert tornado, and then you're going to hear another, well, the tornado's lifted. Yeah, it's lifted. Praise God, because we got some saints over here praying. Look what he says here in verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. The value of the authority rests in the power behind the authority. You know that. Here's a policeman out here directing traffic. Well, suppose somebody just decides, I'm gonna run him down. Well, he's got a revolver. He can pull out his gun. Watch this. But suppose that's not enough. What can he do? Call for backup. Suppose the backup's not enough. What can he do? Come on now. He can get the whole precinct, the whole police department. Suppose that's not enough. Who can he get? National Guard. Come on now. See, the value of your authority is who's behind it. Amen. Well, who's behind your authority is Jesus. And he's the commander of everything. Praise God. So when you call his name, all of heaven lines up and waits. All right, what you want me to do now? Say amen to that. Now give the Lord a praise and call the name anytime you're in trouble. If you hear God spoke in your heart about being born again, I want to get you saved. I was at where you were some years ago, and look what happened to me. God, lady took me to a meeting. I got born again. My life's never been the same since. If you're here saying, Pastor, that's me, here's what I encourage you to do. Don't put it off. Don't wait till next time. God is a merciful God. The reason why Jesus...